to head to Saddle Leviah this morning. And we're learning Hilchos Kriya. You know, to try to do from the top of the collar is not an easy matter.
I was working hard on it with the scissors, but say we're learning it all. Well, should do it properly. It's not easy.
Okay. Try the best you can. Roma says that we learn even for Sharkrov, we have to do it kolasafir, right? He quoted from the Mordechai. So try the best we can. Okay, I want to recommend to everyone that we should try to chazer, especially over the weekend, because, you know, the more you do, the more it's good to chazer. So as it shouldn't be a good idea. Okay, I wanted to start with, we had mentioned yesterday the three categories in which you have Kriya. The first was Avelis. Second one we mentioned was for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The third one is for Birkas Hashem. There are two other categories I neglected to mention. Perhaps a possible. There's a fourth and a take on a fifth. Let's begin with the Gemara here. On Maseches Moikot on that Daf Tet Vav Amaral. The Gemara on the bottom of the Yomim on Tet Vav Amaral points out Avol Chayiv Bekriya Dekamul Rachmanal Bnei Aaron Lo Tifromu Mithal Dekuliyam Mechayiv. The Gemara says Menu Demau Bekriya Teku Mitzora Mau Bekriya Tashma Begadayu Frumim Shumukuroim Shma Minet. So the Gemara says, by Avelis we have it. We mentioned the Chiyuv Misa on Chavdal and Aleph. On Tetvav and Aleph, the Gemara has Beferish by Avelis. By someone who's, God forbid, in Nidui, the Gemara leaves it as a Teku. Generally, on the Shilas of Nidui, I think we assume Sofik Ravon Lekulu. And regarding Mitzora, the Gemara asks the Shilo. And the Gemara says, of course you need Kriya for a Mitzora because it's Begad of you, Frumin. So in the Sefer Emek Bracha, great Sefer, one great Talmud of the Brisker Rav, in Oz Beis in Mitzora, points out Akashi. He says he doesn't understand the Shaila of the Gemara. We generally assume the Targum Unklus has like this on the Pusk of the Safam Yata. The Targum Unklus says Ka'avela. And the Ibn Ezra also mentions that explicitly. There's an aspect of Avelis for a Mitzora. He's actually mourning on his own behavior because he spoke Lashon Hara and he's been stingy. All the Aveiras the Gemara mentions in Erkin. So there's definitely a status, an element of Avelis when it comes to Tzaras. And he says all these Shilas in the Gemara here on Tet Vav Mav, the Gemara clears a lot of Shilas about Tzaras and the Menuda. All these Shilas does the Mitzorah have these dinim of Avelis? So he says he doesn't understand the Gemara's Pshitis HaShilas. The Gemara had a shaila whether you need Kriya by Hilchol's Mitzorah, and the Gemara paskins that you do need it. So the Gemara, how does the Gemara put the two and two together? How you posh the shaila from Begad of Yufrumin? Because if you assume that in Hilchol Tzaras there's an element of Avelis, but says the Emek Bracha, maybe when it comes to Tzaras, all you have to do is wear Begad of Kruin. Who says you have to do a Maisa Kriya? It's good enough to walk around with things that are torn, even if you had torn clothes before you got Tzaras. Maybe that would suffice. Whereas when it comes to Avelis, you have to do a Maisa Kriya. So he says, Mehecha Teisi, that Lamaisa, the Gemara's Poshet to Shiloh, Halacha Lamaisa, that we compare the two together. Maybe the standards are different. That's what the Emek Brach asks here in Oz Beis in Hilchos Mitzorah. The Gemara has the Shiloh, and the Gemara says that you need it from a God of Frumin. But who says Halacha Lamaisa, it's the same standard. Perhaps the standard by Avelis is they have to do a Maisa Kriya, and by Tzaras, it's enough to have the Gadim that are ripped up. So refrain, Shlita, in his Sefer, in Ola Yisachar, and Simen Ches, wants to say a Mahalik to try to frame for this Kasha. It's interesting. He points out that if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tzaras, the way the Rambam says it is, the Rambam writes it, uforein begadav. So it would seem to imply that you have to do a maisa kriya if you're a mitzorah. But he doesn't say begadav frumin. But so that's the first impression you get from the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Vav in Hilchos Tzaras. But he says if you look closely at the Rambam in the Keter and the Koteris of the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, the Rambam seems to say that all the dinim that a mitzorah has to do is to show that he is a mitzorah. And he says, Shiyu ha-mitzorah mufursim b'kriyas begadav, u'priyashosh v'atifa al-safam. And also he echoes this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Kuf Yud Beis. He shitzivanu lios ha-mitzorah yadu al-akol. Adam. So the way the Rambam seems to present it is that there's no mitzvah maisa kriya, but in a chanami, as long as he's walking around with torn clothes, that suffices that he should be a mitzorah. That's what he wants to suggest. And this is really brought to the fore with the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvahs Kuf Ayin Aleph Os Beis, where the Minchas Chinuch writes that when it comes to a mitzorah, the Rambam, from the Lashon HaRambam, Minchas Chinuch, to the Medayik, you don't have to do a Maisa Kriya. Rakim Lacha, Kepegei Karuah, V'Lavash, Gam Ken Yatzeh De Mitzvah. Lo Kamo Gabe Oval, D'Mechayev Davka Likroah. He's Mechuyah by Avelis to do a Maisa Kriya. And we'll see, God willing, we'll get to it today, that if someone walks around with a Begay Karuah in front of Maisim, he's Gozel Chayim. Because obviously, L'maisa, he hasn't what? It's not enough to do what? To walk around with a torn cloth. You have to do a maisa kriya if you're an oval. So that's what the Rambam means, says the Minchas Chinuch. So it seems clear in the Minchas Chinuch that he makes this differentiation between the two, that when it comes to tzaras, it's enough to have a totsah, a torn beged, even from beforehand. But when it comes to aveilus, you need to do a maisa kriya. And he proves this, it's mashma from the Minchas Chinuch, and this is proven from a Gemara, we'll also mention it later, that the Gemara says in the Darim Adaf Pei Zayin Amalf, that someone who has a choil in his home, and the person faints, and you thought that the person died, and you're one of the seven relatives, you tear kriya, and it turns out, halacha l'maisa, that he hadn't died when you did the kriya, and then a few seconds later, halacha l'maisa, he dies. So if it's within Tokede Dibor of your kriya, then you're yotzei. If he dies outside that Tokede Dibor, then you're not yotzei. So we see that if the mitzvah is that he should have a beged karua, then what do we care that he didn't die b'shashakara? He's wearing a beged that was karua alameis. So you see that obviously there is some type of what? Maisa that is required al pi din. So that's how we want to set it up, lamaisa, regarding this, lamaisa. That there's a halacha of a maisa kriya by avelis and by a tzaras, it's just a totzah b'davar. However, the Sfas Emes in Mesechah Shabbos, Adaf Kufheim at Beis asks Akasha. The Gemara says, hopefully we'll get to it today, that if you tear Kriya on Shabbos, you're Yotze, even though you're a Machal Shabbos. And the Sfasem says, Mehechet Teishi, you should be Yotze. He asks, Are, it's a mitzvah above Aveira. So in the second answer, the Sfasem writes as follows. He says, Mitzvah Yilios Olech Bebeget Karua. So it seems from the Sfas Emes that when it comes to Avelis, you don't necessarily need a Maisa Kriya. It's enough to have a Totsah. Now, you have to point out that Halach L'Maisa, based on that Gemara Nedarim that we said, you need a Maisa Kriya, no doubt. But the nature of the mitzvah might be that you walk around with a beggar that's Karua when you're an Oval. But it has to come from a Maisa that you were Korea Alames. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to say, and that's why it's Usher to mend it up. We learned Toch Shiva. It could very well be that that's even amplified by Aviv Imo even more. Because Aviv Imo, we said, you have to what? You can't turn around, you can't be Machlev B'Gadim. And even if you're Machlev B'Gadim, you have to tear Kriya. So maybe that din that it should be walking around with a Begat Karu as an Aviv certainly is clearly seen by Aviv Imo more than other Krovim. And that's what L'maisa, that's what comes out, L'maisa, from this Sfas Emes. So what you have here basically now is that by Tzaras, it's enough to have a Begat Karua. You don't even have to do a rip. If you had a Begat Karua before you got Tzaras, that would suffice to walk around with it. Now we're fine-tuning by Avelis, you need a Maisa Kriya, but the way the Sfas Emes articulates it is, you need a Maisa Kriya, and there also is a getter to walk around with a Begat Karua that we're adding on is amplified by Aviv Imo. This brings us to another Sfas Emes in Loikotin there on that daf on Ted Vavel Medalev. The Sfas Emes is bothered by Akasha. He says, in fact, Tysus himself, other Rishonim are bothered by Akasha right there. Meheche Teisi, that the Gemara asked the Shiloh, isn't it a Puskin Chumash? What do you mean Mitzayra Mahu? The Gemara's got to dig up a price of Tashma, because of Yufrum. It's enough in a Pusuk. It's a Puskin Chumash. What's the Gemara Shiloh? So the Sfas Emes says, ask this Kasha, and the Sfas Emes says as follows. He says, of course the Gemara knew you needed Kriya for a Mitzorah. Okay? That the Shiloh was, do you need a Maisa Kriya or not? In other words, everyone knew, the Gemara knew that a Mitzorah was enough to have begotten that are Kruim already. even before he got tzaras. The shaila is, does he need a maisa kriya like an oval? That's the shaila. And the Gemara's poshut, you don't. The Gemara's poshut, you don't. For tzaras is enough to have a tutsal. But when it comes to aveilus, you need a maisa kriya with this articulation. It's not a steer in the svat sentence in Shabbos, not so for himself. And there's even though in Shabbos he says the mitzvah is to walk around with a bag of karua, but you need a kriya l'shemes. So you need a maisa kriya l'shemes, and the din is to walk around with a bag of karua. Bag of karua, masha enki by mitzvira, all you need is a bag of karua that might have been done beforehand. And the truth is, this is clearly seen in the Taisa Rosh here on Tet Vavim Abeis, Din Ramaskal Beyom. The Taisa Rosh points out, when he's misaking the sugya here, he says, let's list the things that are similar between tzaras and aveilus. So he lists them. He lists the elements, and he says, gihutz, ironing, tispiris, haircutting, atifas rosh, the isur tasha shamita. What does he forget? Tema, ban kasha. He forgets the din of kriya. Why isn't that in the list? Zakra Fran Shlita, beautiful pshat, the Goyin Refran Shlita says pshat, because the nature of it is different. The nature of it is different. By a tzaras, it's only a totsah, that it should be karua. Memeula, it's not exactly identical, therefore he leaves it off the list. Whereas when it comes to aveilus, you need a maisa kriya. And that's why the Taisa Rosh left off the mitzvah of kriya. So based on this mahalach, maybe you could say, to answer the kasha of the Emet Bracha, is that the Gemara understood from the very outset that Gidri Adin are different between Hilchos Aveilus and Hilchos Saras. The Gemara was asking, but maybe Saras should be like Aveilus, and that it should require not just the Totsah of a Beg HaKarula, but it should require a Maisa Kriya. And the Gemara is posting that it doesn't. The Emet Bracha says, Lamaisa, isn't it? How could the Gemara ask that you aren't the... Aren't the elements different? So the Terence of the Gemara is that Lamaisa, we knew that they were different. The question is, should they be exactly the same? The Gemara is supposed to know they don't have to be exactly the same. So this is a very important mahalach that I wanted to bring out to our learning of this kriya. Speaks to the heart and core of what the nature of the mitzvah is. Is it a maisa kriya or is it a totsah? And this, the Rav Zatzal also touched upon as well. Rav Konigsberg Shlita, he wrote up the Shirim of the Rav in Aveilus, a beautiful, beautiful job that he did. So he points out, the Rav points out in Simen Lamed Zayin, in the Sefer Kalmud Kuf Dalet, points out, Gemara I gave you today, I wanted you to see if you had a chance on Chavavim and Beis. The Gemara points out that there was a Machloike Samaroi, Pligi Ba, Rav Masnu Mar Ukva, the Tarvayu Mishmei De Abua, the Shmuel Velevi. Chadam Rakol Shiva Kere, Lacher Shiva Moisif, the Chadam Rakol Shloshim Kere, Lacher Shloshim Moisif. So the Gemara has 2 days. One mandamer says, halach lamaisa, they call shiva yukareya, and then lamaisa, after shiva you can be mosif. And one says, kol shloshim yukareya, lachar shloshim, you can be mosif. But what it seems from the Gemara, and that seems is pretty beferish, that both shitas agree that you cannot do one kera for what? For two different mesim. Okay? Ein kera echad yachol lisyachish l'shnei mesim. That's clear from the 2 days in the Gemara. The Machlokas is when the tziruf between the kera is paka between from the mace rishon. That's the Machlokas in the Gemara. But there's no doubt al pidin that you need to do a separate kriya for each person that was nifter. That's clear from the Gemara. Question is, what's the window of time that I can be mosif onto that kriya of the first one or not? Is it shiv? Is it shlosh? Okay. The Mordechai in Loy Kotten in Simin Tov Tov Kuf Chaf Aleph points out, Rachmana Litzlan, if someone's sitting Shiva for one of his 7 Krovin, and then middle of the Shiva, God forbid, another one's Nifter, what's the din? You start the count, you do the Levaya, you start the count right then and there when the second Levaya is done, and you're Monin, and it's Olu Latashim Shivya Mea Velas. Aye, but there are certain days you're counting for both Mason, not a problem. When it comes to the halacha of what? Of Velas, you can be noeg 2 malos of Shiva in 1 time. And the day can count for both niftarim, not a problem. So in other words, if you started the Shiva for the second one at day 5, you know, it'll count 5, 6, and 7 count for the first one. That's 1, 2, and 3 for the second one. Not a problem. By Naziris, you can't have 2 malos on 1 day. There's a difference in Avelis and by Naziris. So he brings a raya, the Mordechai, from a Yerushalmi. What's the raya from the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi writes that if a person has a mace during Shiva and he tears Kriya, and then he has another mace during Shiva, if it's Toch Shiva, you don't need a new Kriya. If it's after Shiva, you can be Mosef on the Kara Rishon Kosher. So what do you see from the Yerushalmi? You see from the Yerushalmi Klor that one Kara can be Misyachas to new mace. Against the premise in the Bavli that we said. So it emerges a fundamental machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi, whether one Kara can Misyachas to new two mason. The Bavli says no, the Yerushalmi says yes. So the Mehecha Tesi, we paskin, of course, in the Bavli, that it cannot, one kara cannot misyachas to mesim. The Gon already points this out in Simon Shin Ayin Hei Sifkot Na'alf in the Birak Ra. So the Rav just points out, what's the machloikas Bavli Yerushalmi? So he wants to say, the machloikas is as follows. The machloikas is, what is the Iker Mechayev, what we spoke about just before, of Kriya? Is it the Maisa Kriya, or is it to be Lovesh Abeget Karua? No doubt, as I said, that if you don't do a Maisa Kriya, if you walk around with a torn shirt in front of the mace and you haven't done it for him, you're a Geizel Zachayim. The mace is a terrible thing. You're definitely not Yotze. But Halacha LaMaisa, the Shail is, when you do the Kriya, what's the nature of the din? So he wants to say, Halacha LaMaisa, everyone agrees, Al Pidin LaMaisa, that if Meis L'Meis Sheni B'Tok Shiva L'Meis Rishon, for sure you count the Meis Shiva. Both the Bav and Yerushalmi hold that one day when the days of Shiva can count. 5, 6, and 7 will be 1, 2, and 3 for the next. The Machlokas is by Kriya. So the Rav says, what's the Machlokas? The Yerushalmi's of the opinion that it's enough to walk around with a Beged Lavush that's Karua. Nemeila B'Tok Shiva of the Meis Rishon, it's still called a Halos Beged Karua. Therefore, it could be Yitzhak Zayin with the Kriya on the Meis Sheni with that Levisha also Begit, even though you didn't do a Maisa Kriya. Whereas according to the Bavli holds not that way. The Bavli holds that an Ovel is not Yitzhak unless you do a Maisa Kriya specifically for each Mace, and therefore, Halakhla Maisa, if it's Tok Shiva, you will not be able to be Mosef on the Kara Rishon because one Kara cannot be Siachas L'Shnei Mesim. And therefore, Lamaisa, that what emerges is a fundamental machlekes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi regarding this. Now, as we set up, Lamaisa, we said the Sfas Emes already had a little bit of an element of that in Masecha Shabbos that he said you have to do a Maisa Kriya, but you have to do it Lamaisa. You have to walk around. The getters, you walk around with a beggar that's Karua. So that's a little bit like the Yerushalmi, more than a little bit like Yerushalmi. In fact, Rav Kona's Bruce Lita points out in the bottom, he does point out this Sfas Emes, Halacha LaMaisa, enough to walk around Beged Karua, but I don't think, just to put an addendum on that, he didn't mean to say you don't have to do a Maisa Kriya at all. Even the Yerushalmi says you have to do a Maisa Kriya. The Maisa Kriya, though, the Chiddush is, the Maisa Kriya did on the Meis Rishon, work for the Meis Sheni. But no one's going to say that if you didn't do a Maisa Kriya at all, it's going to work. That no one will say, okay? Even the Yerushalmi. So this is what I wanted to bring out. I thought it was important that we should go through this lumdus about what the nature of the Maisa Kriya is and whether it's a Maisa, whether it's a Totsah, Al Pidin. So the truth is, you really have 5 categories where you have Kriya. You have it by Avelis, Rachman Olatzan, you have it by Tzaras, you have it by Menudas, a Sofek, and you have it by Birkas, you have it by Vesemitz, Rachman, and Birkas Hashem. Yes, Daniel, real quick, go ahead. Yeah, we said that.
So then, if it's just Tali, if you say that it's on the Maisa, so since you did a Maisa Kriya at the Shas Chimums, then why do you have to do a Maisa
Right, but Lamar, you're pointing out good. What you have to say is that mandate to walk around with a Beged Karua, the way we paskin, mandates it must come from what? From a Maisa Kriya, a new Maisa Kriya.
Not necessarily from the Shas Chimums.
Right, correct. That's what I'm saying. That halacha is amplified much better, you know, by Aviv Imo. Correct. But you're making a good R. It's a good point. There's that. Even if you follow the Sfas Emes Hagdara, it must come from a Maisa Kriya. You would have thought maybe been enough, like we're saying, yeah. Lamaisa, from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's enough, right? But to put it together with the Pesach Nabav, you have to do a Maisa Kriya. It has to be generated by Maisa Kriya. It's a good point. Yes. What is your first name again?
Yoni.
Yoni, I got it. Yeah, go ahead.
Derek Kavana.
Yes.
Why would that make sense for the Yerushalmi, the Maisa Kriya,
Because it's labeled, the Rav says, a beggar karua, al pidin. So as long as you're in the window of the shiva of the Meis Rishon, it's enough for it to be chal on the Meis Sheni. Correct.
So the kriya is a din in the chefza. It's a din in the person where...
Well, we'll see if it's in the gav chefza. We'll see about that. But the bottom line is that as long as you're in that window, it's enough. The Bavli holds like your points. That's not acceptable. You need a mice? Correct. Yeah, go ahead.
Doesn't the Mordechai himself, before he goes to Yishami, say that you can't overlap the veils?
Those 2 days in the Gemara in the Maisa say the assumption is Alpidin. Right, but we paskin against that, Lamaisa. We paskin against that. Yeah, but he starts off saying it's the same thing, but we paskin Allah Lamaisa that it counts. Machlaik is the Rav is saying it's only by Ufos Kriya. Correct. Okay, very good. Okay, now we're up to Sif Yud Tes. Okay, let's go, guys. Sif Yud Tes. We find Lamaisa, the Gemara says, on Daf Chavav and the Beis, I gave it today. The Gemara says on the top, it quotes a Brisa. Torah ben Roshan lehovcha lamita, lamata rather, lachoso. The Tarakamot, you can flip it, the shirt, and you can mend it. Rav Shmuel Lozer, also lachoso. Kshem shamokher, also lachoso. Kachal okeach, also lachoso. Lekich hamokher, sarak lodil, lelokeach. Like Yoni pointed out, if you sell it, just like the mokers usher to mend it, so do the buyers usher to mend it. It's a din in the chefsa, and it's responsibility upon the moker to notify him. That seems to imply that it's a din in the chefsa. So the mechaber writes the following, okay? The mechaber writes, let's get it. Yud tes and chof. Kishem shosol achos keresh in misacha. Just like it's usher to sow a keresh in misacha for avivim or rabba muvak, we said. Kach usher lafoch tzad elyon shel beged lamata. Lachoso can't play games and flip it and then mend it. Vafilo lokeachoso also lachoso lofikachim bala machro sarach lo deal. You don't want him to be overly fneiver, so you have to tell him. Okay, vim machro, and plus the fact you have to tell him, otherwise a mekachtos is the shach points out in sifkot and ches. Okay, he points out in sifkot and ches halach lamay, so you don't want it to be a mekachtos. Vim machro lo stam velo deal also lachoso. If you sold it to him stam and you didn't tell him, it's usher for you to mend it. It's usher for you to mend it until you know for sure it's from Shar Krovim. You got to find out. Because they're not going to order the din and they will mend it up and it's a problem because you see it's a din in the chefsa. Okay? Then in Sif Chaf, quoting the Brisa beforehand on the top. These are all different types of sewings. Imperfect, lo yotza. If you had a beged that was sewed already in one of these manners, you tore kriya on that, you're not yotza, because as if it's already torn. So you're not yotza on maisa kriya. However, mitoch achui yotza. Amar Rav Chisda b'yichui alachsandri. What does that mean, alachsandri? So it's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Ritvo. Sorry, the Ramban and the Ravid. The Ramban writes, al pidin, the Ramban writes, that it's a tfira shovel amalo lamata. In other words, you do a very good job, you do a perfect job, mice, and any strings that are coming out, you wove together. You weave together. Nothing is like sticking out. That's the sheet of the Ramban. The Ravid says it's a tfira shovel amalo boletis lamata. Meaning you mend it from the inside. I'm no expert on sewing, I'll tell you that much. Far from it. But a little bit I know. I'm sure everyone's mom taught them a little bit when they were a kid. But I don't know, maybe because I'm from the Midwest, I don't know about East. But if you sew it from the inside, it won't be noticeable from the outside. Just on the bottom, it protrudes a little bit. That's what the Ravid writes. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Hakorei mitoch amalal, and sifchof, mitoch shalal, mitoch kalikut, mitoch al sulamos, lo yotza. Ava mitoch ichui lachsandri. But if you do a mitoch ichu alchandri, which was geshmak mended up, then a tfirishi shovel a malo boletus milmata yotza. That's the Ravid's definition. The Ramban is that it looks perfect in the sense, and any strings that are coming out, you wove together, so nothing looks bad. At least according to Ravid, I guess it protrudes on the bottom. You do mend it up a little bit, so it doesn't look bad at all according to Ravid. But that's the Beis Yosef's definition. Okay, so if you do kriya from that, it's good. So that's a raya. That Ichui Alexandria, that's the perfect way of doing it. Keresh and Misachin. Okay. We paskin lamais, as I said, like the Shitas Aravid. If you look in the Taz here in Sufkot and Yud, the Taz writes it's mutter, very interesting, to cut out the part of the shirt where you did the rending, where you rent the garment, where you tore it, and put a patch there. That's what the Taz writes here, halacha lamaisa. Okay? He says that's not considered to be ichwi. And you could do that after Yud Beis Chodesh, because you're not allowed to be misachi. He says you should do a misachi after 12 months. Halacha lamaisa, I guess it's a lack of kavod. Yud Beis Chodesh is kibud avei me'achar misa. And you could patch it up, lamaisa, without a doubt, afterwards. If you see the Pischei Tshuva and Sifkot and Tess, he is cholik. He's cholik on this Taz. Quotes the Chidah is the Berkei Yosef, and he says, also to do this, because putting a patch there would be considered ichwi, and that's the din. Halach lamaisa, I think we follow the Pischei Tshuva. We don't put a patch there, halach lamaisa. Okay. I want to get to the following now. We didn't have a chance to speak about it, but the Gemara has on this daf on Chavavim and Beis, the Gemara points out in the first long line that there's a principle called Halacha Kedivri HaMeikah B'Avol B'Avelis. So the Gemara points out that the Gemara has a line there, the first long line in Chavavim and Beis, it says Avelis L'chud Kriya L'chud. That Halacha, that phrase, or that statement of Halacha Kedivri HaMeikah B'Avol, when you have a machlokes yachid v'rabim, you normally pass like the rabbi, go like the yachid. So that is not said when it comes off avelis. You always go like the mekel shita b'avelis. Maybe later on, another time, we'll speak about it. But the pasuk, maybe it's a manifestation of savik d'rabban l'kula. If you assume like the Ramban, the Rosh, all hichos avelis is the Rabbanon, maybe the reason is that we're mekel. Okay, could be. Usually the Rabbanon also is a yachid v'rabim, lach k'rabim. But nonetheless, that's what the Gemara has this statement. That when it comes to Avelis in the name of Shul, we go basically by the Mekel all the time. But that's only by the institution of Avelis, not by Kriya. Avelis l'chud, Kriya l'chud. So, Lamaisa, you see from there the following. And this is what I want to bring out, which we didn't have a chance to speak about. Yesterday in Sif Ted Vav, we learned, Halacha Lamaisa, we said that all the mason can be shoylo, lacher shivu, macher lacher shloshim, and it doesn't make a difference, halacha lamaisa, if pagabam regal or low. Right? Doesn't make a difference, pagabam regal or low. So we didn't mention the shach there in Sifkot and Chafei. The shach quotes there in Sifkot and Chafei, says, even though regal is normally mavatol shivu v'shloshim, that's by avelis, but not by kriya. And he says, by kriya, you count the 30 days, and that's it. And he quotes the shame, I goes, Mamoneos, Mashem, the Rav Yo. That's what he quotes, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So that's the Bira Dover, that you count the three, and that's the Shita that we have regarding what? That's the Shita we have regarding this din. Very interesting Halacha. Kol Ameko B'Dir Avelis, so it doesn't make a difference, even if the Avelis is Paka, not when it comes to what Kriya. Okay? So that's how the Shach is Masber the Din. However, he continues though, and he says, Miua idna nagul achos akera kosha poska velis. He says, no, nowadays we don't assume like that. Once the Avelis stops, the Kriya stops, and therefore you can mend it up. Not a problem. Talk about by Shar Krovin. So the Shach argues Halacha Lamaisa on this Din. The Shach argues on this Din of the Rav Yah and the Ramah. He says, Halacha Lamaisa, he says that the Svar of the Rav Yo is what we said, Avelis L'chud, Kriya L'chud, and he says, we happen to passing like the Rambando, just like the Namisabal on a cut, we don't Korea, Halacha Lamaisa, and we say, even though the Gemara says, Avelis L'chud, Kriya L'chud, that's Lamaisa regarding the din, Halacha Divri Amekel, but there's got to be other din, and we don't say that. So I want to just stop for a moment and think about this for a moment, okay? So we have two days, Machloikis, the Shach, and the Ramah, basically, that if Regal comes in the middle, so that's Mavatol Shiva Vishlosha. But the Ramah says, not Mavatol, the number when it comes to what Kriya, you have to wait the full 30 days to allow Shlila Ichui, by Shach Krov. The Shach, though, says, I disagree. The Shach says that the Halacha should be what? The Halacha should be the same, by both. And just like the regas mevatel shiva, it's mevatel the zman regabi kriyan, you can do shlilim. Why? So it's interesting what he says. He says that that halacha of avelus lechud and kriya lechud was only said by kol halacha kol hamekav adiri avol. You follow what I'm saying? Meaning that if you have a machloikis in shitas on a certain topic, so by avelus you'll go lekula. Not by what? Not by kriya. You follow me? But regarding other topics, like is the din done or not? Is the din done or not? Meaning, does regal stop avelus? Does regal stop kriya? He says they are identical. And the Shach views that they are identical. So I was bothered by that. It turns out being a kul in the end, doesn't it? The end of the day, it turns out being a kula. No? Turns out being a kula that you can mend it up. Everyone hear what I'm asking? The end of the day, it turns out to be a kula. So I think the Shach would respond to us and say, no, when we say halacha d'rabbi Meikel Bavel, when you have two shitas on a topic, so you go like the shita that's more meikel. Done. That's only by avelus, not by kriya. Kriya, you per se go on the shita that's machmir. But regarding lemaisa, a different topic, as to whether lemaisa, the din is complete or not, it's not like you have a topic with two shitas on it. The din is halacha lemaisa, does the regum of atta the avelus? Yes. Does the regum of atta the kriya? Yes, it does as well. There they go in consensus. It's not like a topic that two shitas and I have to decide which one to paskin like. You follow me? Whereas according to the Ramah will say like we're saying. At the end of the day, what's the din? It turns out to be a what? Turns out to be a kula. So therefore that din, is only by avelus and not by kriya. Halacha lemaisa. So therefore what? Therefore the Ramah remains steadfast. So that's the nekuda. I think I just wanted to be mazver that nekuda as to what exactly the Shach is driving at against the Ramah there in Sifkat and what? In Sifkat and Chafei. But that's an important din that we have to what? We have to make sure that we know halacha lemaisa, and that's what the Shach holds. I think that's why the Taz, in the end of the day, holds like the Ramah. The Taz holds like the Ramah al pi din, and the halach is that we cancel what? We cancel only the avelus, we don't cancel the kriya. And you have to count the 30 days in order to shlili nichui regarding this din. So that's an interesting question. So the Ramah and Taz against the Shach regarding, that's what I think the Hesber you have to say for the Shach. Otherwise, what's the Shach saying? Because it's a kula. Yeah, Dubin, go ahead.
If halacha kedivrei Meikel Bavel is based on tzaddik derabana and kula and kriya is only derabana, why wouldn't it apply?
Yeah, it's a good point. We'll get to it more. It's a good hara, Dubin. We'll get to it. It could be that it's not necessarily based on tzaddik derabana lekula. If it is, you have a good kasha. It is, you have a good kasha. But the truth of the matter is that we did say that the rai that held it was deraisa, but we don't accept that shita like we said. But when we get to it, we'll discuss it more. The question is what makes something a suffix? You know what I mean? When you have one sheet, is that enough to make it a suffix? So I'm saying maybe in Kol HaTorakula, you know what I'm saying, you might not. Whereas by Hilchas Avelis, because I'm lucky to make a Bible, you'll make one sheet a suffix. And therefore you invoke Savik Rabban Lekula. You know what I'm saying? It's like a special added Kiddush. If you want to take that approach of Savik Rabban Lekula, that will make one shita, make it enough to make it a Safik. Whereas a Kol HaTorakula, we might not. Okay? That's just suffice it to say answer your kasha now. But when we get to Blinner, we'll talk about it, another time more. Okay? Blinner. But that's a very good kasha. I think that's what you got to say. Okay. Fine. Let's continue now. Okay? Let's continue now. Halacha Lamaisa. We get to this brisa, which is very, very interesting and complicated, okay? But let's get to it, okay? When we get to Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel, it's not so complicated, just to figure out the shittas, and we got to figure out the shittas. Okay, let's go. Sif Chaf Aleph. Kore al meis, umeis lo meis, achar shiva. Kore al meis, umeis lo meis, achar toch shiva. If he has, God forbid, another loved one that dies, toch shiva. Korea. Kera acher, lacher shiva, moisif al kera risho kolshu. Okay? So let's go again. I read that wrong. Kera la mace, umes lo mace acher, tok shiva, korea kera acher. Because since you're tok shiva of the first mace and another mace dies, it's not been paka, the mace rishon, from that first kriya. So when you do a new kriya, it must be distinct and dedicated to who? To the meisheni, like we learned in the beginning of shir in the lumdis, and therefore you have to tear another kriya separate. However, lacher shiva, then that first kriya has been disassociated, been disconnected from the mace, and therefore what? I don't say it's totally dedicated to the mace rishon, and therefore I can be mosif akera rishon kolshu for the meisheni. Mace lo mace lishi, akar shivel shoshen rachmadol etzlan. He lost a third loved one, seven relatives, one of the seven relatives after the Shiva Shosheni. Again, Mosif Alav Kolshu, you've lost that connection completely, and therefore you could be Mosif Akolshu, use it in Mosif Akolshu for the third mace. Okay, Mosif Olech Atiburo, you can Mosif Olech until the navel, all the way down the shirt. Higil Atibur, when you get to the navel. Marchik Shlosh, that's false, means three fingers, meaning that this is the etzba, three of those. And you go to the side of the, you know, side of the shirt, three fingers away from it. Let's say the rip is here. You go three fingers away, and then you'll start ripping over here. The korea nismali lefonov. If you have all the rips in front of your shirt, you're done. Machzir lachorov. Turn it around backwards. Nismali melmala. If it's full on the top, hofka lamata. Nismali mikana lakan nasakim yishen locholik shen a korea. What are you supposed to do? You have no shirt, so you're uneskof on a patre. Okay, that's sif chafav straight out from the brice here on chafavim and beis. Lamaisa towards the bottom. Atiburo, yes. And Daniel, thank you for finding that story with Rosafra. We said it was Chafeya Meralef. From yesterday, Rosafra's Gemara. Okay, let's go now to Chav Beis and Chav Gimel. Okay.
Chafalev is all in a situation where you don't have another shirt, right?
Yeah, yeah, Poshup Shat. They didn't have a, you know, they didn't have a lot of clothes in those days. So that this really bears that out. I'll pee din. Okay. Yes, Yoni.
In light of this din, that it seems that the Torah requires a person to rip his shirt until he doesn't have a shirt anymore.
Yes.
So how could Rav Avadya have said yesterday, we said Rav Avadya said by doctors that they're putter from ripping his shirt?
Right, but this is talking about, like I said to Daniel, you know, they didn't have a lot of shirts in those days, right? Here we might have a lot of shirts, but we can't rip them. You know, people don't have, you know, 50 shirts.
So all the more so we should not be putter because we have so many more shirts.
Right, but no one has 50 shirts, you know what I'm saying? So it's aimless, you know what I mean? Then you don't want to discourage also people taking care of the chayim. So you have those two svaras. You know, unless you're a multimillionaire, you don't have 50 shirts, we have 10 shirts, whatever it is. So you want to keep ripping them, plus the fact we don't want to discourage them from taking care of the chayim. Okay?
It feels like you were talking about krovim over there, in various cases, talking about
right, it's just neshama. That's true also. Okay, correct. Okay, very good. Okay, let's see chav beis and chav. Yeah, what is your first name?
Yaakov,
yeah, go ahead.
So if you would have more shirts, if you ripped the shirt all the way until you can't rip anymore, you think you'd have to, would you have to change your shirt and then keep ripping? Or once you ripped your shirt all the way, you just leave it on and that's it? Maybe except the front and the back and the whole...
Yeah, because you're using this for different mason. You're using the same shirt for a different mason.
So if you finish up your shirt, ripping it all the way, and then you have another shirt, you have a lot of shirts.
No, you'd have to put that shirt on. Of course. We're talking about a person that's an ani, has no other shirt, you know? Okay. Yeah, no other shirts. And if he rips it up and he has no other shirts, what can he do? He's an honest. But if you have other shirts, of course. Absolutely. Okay. Now, let's see the Bryson. Okay? So basically, there are four cases in this. Let's get it clear. Okay? This is a good exercise, this next piece in Amelis. Okay? The Gemara says, Tanra Bana, quotes the Bryson. Amru lo meis, aviv vikara. They told him his father was nifter vikara, Rachman al son. Meis bino, then he told, then his son died, Mahosif. So tachton, the bottom part is misache. Elyon, ain't misache. The upper part of the cut, which was for the father, he can't be misache. Meis bino vekara, Rachman al Islan. Meis aviv, Mahosif. And he, so the first, the son died, then he was, then the father died, was Mosif. Elyon misache, because Elyon was the son. Tachton, ain't misache. Tachton was the father, ain't misache. Next case. Meis aviv, meis imo, meis achiv, meis achos, and Rachman al tzan. There was a car accident. His father, his mother, his brother, his sister, all are nifter, Rachman al tzan. Korea kera echad lekulin, Tanakama. Reb Yudha ben Meseir Omer, al kulin kera echad, al avivimo kera achar. He says, the brothers and sisters, you could do one kriya for the father, mother, and the separate one, l'fishen mosif al kera avayim. My taima, om Rav Nachman, l'fishen abitosefis. The father and the mother's tearing for them, it doesn't lend itself that it should be in a tosafa. Amar Shmuel halachik rabbinu b'mesera. The million-dollar question here in this price is, what was rabbinu b'mesera going on? Okay? What was he going on? So, you know what? I'm going to write it on the board so we get it 100% clear. Okay? There's a ratio, duration. Okay? There's a ratio, the seifa. Actually, let's call it seifa, duration. There is the ratio, the seifa. And then there is the seifa, the seifa. Okay? Four cases that we have in this price. Okay? The question is, what exactly is Reuven and Sarah going on? That's the suffix. So on this Shaila, there are four shitas in Rishonim. Okay? So let's get it. The Perish on the Gemara, the compilation we say, is the following, is that Reb Yudim and Misera, we'll call it the Perish. The Perish says that Reb Yudim and Misera was cholek on the whole thing. Al Hakol. He was cholek on the whole four cases. Meaning to say, Al Pidin, that in every situation, you must do a Kriya separately for the father and for the father and mother. And let's, you know what, let's identify, so we'll have it on the board, which case is which, okay? So this is, okay, Reisha D'Reisha is Kara Al Aviv, Yutor Kriya on the father, V'Hosef Al Bano. And then you add it on for the son, Rachman Al Atzlan. Sefer D'Reisha is the following. It's Kara Al Bano, V'Hosef Al Aviv. Kara Al Bano, V'Hosef Al Aviv. The Reisha the Sefer is the following, okay? The ratio to Seifa. Actually, the truth of the matter is that in the Gemara itself, there really is only, it's really only one Seifa. It's really only one Seifa. So we'll just put this, it's all one case. And the one case was they all, Rachman al Etzlan, they all passed away. The Seifa was, they all passed away in one situation. Kula Mesu Biachan. So according to the Perish and the Gemara, Reb Yudim ben Misera says, Sarich Kera Al Aviv V'Imo separately, Nifrat, all the time, in all three cases, okay? All three cases you need it. You can't be Mosef onto the father's Kriya, and in the second case, you have to do a separate Kriya, can't be Mosef onto the son. And in this case, the car accident, God forbid, the father and mother have to be separate. That's the Perish in the Gemara. Number two. Second sheet is the Ravid. The Ravid says that Reb Yudim and Misera is cholik rock on the Sefer. That's the way we read the Gemara, actually. Cholik rock al Sefer. He's cholik only on the Sefer. So if he's cholik only on the Sefer, what that merges is that in the case of the car accident, God forbid, Al Pidin, that's the only time you require the father and mother's Kera to be separate. The previous two cases, he allows it to be Al Safar. That's the Shita, the Ravid. Third Shita is the Ritz Gaius. The Ritz Gaius, I'm sorry, not the Ritz Gaius, the Rambam. The third Shita is the Rambam that he claims that the Rambam writes, the Reb Yudim says, cholik not just on the Sefer, but also on the Sefer duration. The Rambam says, cholik, this is Reb Yudim and Sarah's being cholik al Sefer, the gam Sefer duration. So basically what he says is in the car accident case, God forbid, separate kriya for the father and mother. And in the case where the son died first, they did a kriya, you need a separate kera for the father. You can't be most of the father's kera on the son. But in the first case, it'll be maskev. And then the shita of the Agos Mamonios, the shita of the Agos Mamonios, who shamed the Rimigash, Agos Mamonios, the Shem Rimegash, you know, the Rimegash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. Not the Rambam. A lot of people make the mistake. The Rambam writes, though, when he looked at his father, it was as if he was looking at the Rimegash. That's what the Rambam writes. People make the mistake the Rimegash was the Rambam's Rebbe. He was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. A lot of times when you're a close Talmud, not a lot of times, but sometimes, there was a great Gaon in the Shaldim, as a Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Zalatnik. He was a Ben Bias from Isser Zalman. They say he looked like him. So once in a while you find, Mamaisa, that Talmud can look like a Rebbe, like in this situation. So the Gosh Mordechai says, B'shem, the Rimegash, that Rebbe and Maseres Cholek, Lamaisa, Halpidin, what's he being Cholek on? So he's Cholek on the Sefer, Milvar al Sefer, Gam al Resha the Resha. Okay? So we see Beferish, Lamaisa. So these are the what? This is the Shita Lamaisa. Again, Rashi, the Perish says he's Cholek on the whole thing. The Ravitz is Cholek, rock out what? Rock out the Sefer, right? Which is this last case. The Rambam says he's Cholek on the what? Sefer and the Sefer the Resha. So what's the last? The Gos Mamonios, B'shem the Rimegash says, he's Cholek Lomaisa on the Resha as well. So what does that mean? That means basically he's Cholek Milvar ala Sefer Gam al Resha the Resha. Okay? So that means he's Cholek on he's Cholek on the last case and the first case. That's what the Gos Mamonios says, saying B'shem the Rimegash. Cholek on the last case and the first case. Everyone got that? He's Cholek on the last case, Lamaisa reviewed in the Seira, and on the first case. Everyone got that, Clore? He's Cholek on the Sefer, Al Sefer, the Gam, Al Resha, the Resha. But he's not Cholek on the Sefer, the Resha. Everyone got that? Okay, 1 second. Cholek, Gam Al Sefer, Gam Al Resha, the Resha. So basically, what his Shita is that Allah Lamaisa, it's Mutter to be Mosif, right? It's Mutter to be Mosif. He's Cholek, Mevara La Sefer, Gam Al Resha, the Resha. So he's Cholek on the what? He's Cholek on the Sefer case when there's a car accident, God forbid, they have to do separate. And when you're Keral Aviv, you cannot touch the son's Kriya, cannot touch the father's. But if you started on the Beno, you could be Mosif on the father. Those are the four Shitas in the Rishonim. Okay? Those are the four Shitas in the Rishonim, Al Pi Din. Okay? So you're not allowed to ever, and the Lomdus being, is you're never allowed to be Mosif anything onto Ava'im. I don't mind if you Mosif the Ava'im onto someone else, but you cannot be Mosif Lamaisa, you cannot be Mosif any other Sharkarim onto the father and mother. That's the Lomdus of the Ghost of Monas Hashem, the Rimegash. Okay? Those are the four sheets. 1 second, Yoni, okay? So those are the four sheets. Now, how do we Paskin? So how do we Paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So let's take a look, okay? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, let's see Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, okay? Let's see what it says. Ober lo meis avi v'kara v'achar shiva meis b'no v'hosef misach atachtam lo elyon. Ober lo meis b'no v'kara v'achar shiva meis avi v'ena mosef ela korea kriya acheres shena avi v'ima b'tosefes. Okay? So, let's see Chav Gimel. Okay? Let's read all of Chav Gimel. Misha meis lo shnei meisim ke'echad. God forbid, o shabal o shmu mishnayim ke'echad. Korea kriyachas al shneim. Korav achkach meis lo meis acher toch shiva. Korea kerav ifne atzo. Bein bosa ker atzo shemosif bo. Mi korea od tefach. Or marchi shlosh es bosa korea tefach. Lacher shiva mosif ha kerav rishon kol shu. Meis aviv o imo. Vechem ishar krovav. Korea tchila al aviv o al imo. Ad libo. O marchi shlosh es bosa. Vi korea tefach al meis acher. Meis avi v'karav achar shiva meis echem yakrov mosav akir rishon v'tachton misacha v'elyonin misacha meis echem yakrovin The Karavakar means of Vimo, they misok Shiva bin Akrashiva, Markish closes balls. The Korea minatzad, the Svasa Begit, Shari Tsarik Lahavdil, Kame Safa, we said. The Koreacha Magia Libo, you have to start from the neck, from the college, Magilio, Mace, of Vimo, Ke'echer, Korea, Kara, Echer, Al Shneim. So basically, the Machara passed like the Rambam. Okay? The Machara passed like the Rambam, that you're never Mosef Carol, of Vimo, the Shark Groven. Okay? Basically, Lamaisa, the pshat is that not only what is Reb Yudim and Meserah being cholik on the what? On the Sefer, he's cholik on the Sefer, the Reisha too. So therefore, you're not Mosef, Av Eim, Av what? Al Kerachar. So he's cholik Milvad al Sefer, he's cholik on the Sefer, the Reisha as well, Al Pidin. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. He never Mosef Kera, Al Av Eim, the Shark Krovin. So the Bach, in Sifkot Lamede, the Shach quotes the Bach, so he writes, that if the Kri Rishon of other Krovin, Yemavdol Kamasofer, you don't need a Kriya Keres. And you can be Mosif on the Kera Rishon, the Kera you want to do for Av Ein. That's what the Shach quotes from the Bach, and then the Shach says he's wrong. Says the Shach is wrong, he says, you never do Av Ein as a Hosofa, you always do it what? You always do it separately. And that's what the Rambam writes, Al Pidin. So that's what we assume, Al Pialacha. So you're never going to be Mosif Al Kera Av Ein. And that's what the Rebbe of the Maseira said, when he said, Al kulun kerecher, al avimo kera acher. So he was being cholek, l'maise, says the Rambam, also on the what? On the Sefer, the Reisha. So therefore, you're never going to do it as al sof, you're going to need it separate, al pidin. Okay? So that's what the Mechaber Paskins, halacha l'maise, like the, and in Sifko Gimel, we also learn if you have a shmu achas akrovim, it's not avim, you do one kri on what? You do one kri on everyone, al pi halacha. If you hear a Shmu Achas on many Krovim, and the Aveim was included in that, first you do Aveim, like we said, Achaget Libo, Markik Shloshes Bols, and then do one Tefach for the other Krovim together. You don't need separate ones for a brother, sister, or Rachmanot son, a son or daughter. Also, we said if you do Kriya on a Karav Echad, and he dies, another Karav dies, Tok Shiva, you do a Tefach on the other one, Lacher Shiva, your Mosef Mashu, Alekere Rishon. And that's the same lumnus because, again, it's connected if it's Tok Shiva. If you're Kara Aviv and after Shiva, Meis Kara Vakar, you can be Mosef Amashu. That's the Ramam Shita. On the Kara Rishon Shal Avein. All right, but it's Avein. Doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa. As long as what? As long as the Avein was first, that's the case of what? That's the case of the Ramam said on the Reisha, the Reisha. That Lamaisa he doesn't cholikan. Kara Aviv, Mosef Alpano. That's fine. That's exactly the Ramam Shita. Halacha Lamaisa. If you're Korat other Krovim, and after Shiva, Lamaisa, the Av, the Aim, dies, then you have to be Markik Shal Shespos and do something totally new from the Svas Aveg, Ashim Agal Libo, and then, God forbid, if one's parents die in a car accident together, which is interesting, you do Kera Echad Al Shneim, you don't have to do two separate Kriyas. So that's the Psak, that's the Shita. Okay, those are the four Shitas. Yaakov, you had a question before? Okay, all right, we got it? Everyone got that, Chlor? Okay, it's not hard. Those are the different shittas in the Rishonim, Halach Lamaisa, and you have four different shittas. It's interesting. You have all the permutations, right? You could be cholik on all of it, right? All three Lamaisa, Reb Yudah ben Maserah. This is the Chachamim, right? And this is Reb Yudah ben Maserah. What is Reb Yudah ben Maserah's shita? Okay, what is Yudah ben Maserah's shita? Could be cholik on the whole thing. You can be cholik on all three cases. You can be cholik on 3 and 2. You can be cholik on 3 and 1. Okay? So those are the different shitas you have. Okay? In the Rishonim, halacha lamaisa. Okay? And then also, I only mentioned three. The fourth one is you're cholik just on the Sefer. You can either be cholik on the Sefer alone, you can be cholik on all of them, you can be cholik on 3 and 2, or 3 and 1. Those are the four permutations. You have all four shitas in Rishonim. And the Rambam, the Chabra holds like the Rambam. Allah halacha. Okay? So, chazer over this, so we get this chlor. Okay? Chazer over this, we get this chlor. I thought it was interesting, the mice said, both parents, God forbid, are killed at once. One cares enough. But, interesting din, al pi halacha. But it puts against Shar Krovim, against parents, al pi halacha. Okay. Very good. Moshe, you had a question real quick?
Yeah,
go ahead.
What happens if you hear about the death of two parents at separate times, but then you find out that they were both, they both died at the same
you
time.
You do kriyat each time you hear. The shmuel for the father, kriyat. Shmuel for the mother, kriyat.
Right, but lemaisa say when we wait until later to actually perform the kriyat, and then you find out later that they died at the same time.
Then you would do one kriyat for both. But like we said, ideally you're supposed to do the kriyat when you hear about it. Remember we said that?
Right.
That was the lumdus. That was the Mikra Din. Shaschima, or when you hear about it. Okay? Our minhag developed to do it in the Levaya because people don't know how to do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But theoretically, if you know how to do it, you should do it when you hear. Okay? What is your first name?
David.
David, I got it.
How are we saying that the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam? Didn't we say the Rambam is holy, saying Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir is holy on the bottom two? The Shulchan Aruch says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir is both on the first two cases. That you can never put the other than the emo.
No, we said the Shulchan Aruch said that you can add on to the father. The Shulchan Aruch saying that only the Seifa, the Reisha is Yargim, and on the Seifa, the Seifa. But not on the Reisha, the Reisha. But Shulchan Aruch's not arguing that, David. He agrees to that. Okay, that's exactly the Rambam Shita. Okay? All right, very good. Because on the Reisha, the Reisha, the Rambam held he was okay, Lomaisa. He held like the Tanakam. Okay, let's go weiter now, guys. We're up to Sif Chavdal. This is the Gemara Nidar. There's a lot of lumdis. I want to go through the whole Mahalach. But I just want you to know the Chakir and the two approaches. There are two approaches to the din of Toch Kedibur Kedibur Domi. Basically, it's a amount of time you say Shom Aleichem Rebbe Yomori. That's what the Ran and the Dharma, Da Pei Zayin Amar Alf, is Masbir. And the two approaches are, basically, and Rav Ron Swag Shlita always teaches us this, whenever a Kaf Adimin, is it literal or is it elastic? Meaning, Toch Kedibur Kedibur Domi, is it Mamish literal? That you make a set, you have a sentence and you have a period, a dot, and then you have 3 seconds afterwards. So it's mamish what kedibur domi. You're like within that slot is still like the period's not there. Or do you say no? It's a schus chazara. The period's done, your statement's finished, but there's a chum gave you a permission to be chazarable. The truth is, it's basically a machlos rabbeinu tam in the Ran, whether this is a takanas chacham tokedibur, or is it considered to be what we would assume is a real legitimate din d'oraisa. Because the Gemara says, Tochel Yidibur Kedibur Mechutz me four things. Gittin v'kedushin, Megadif, and Avodah Zarah. Those four things, Lomaisa, have no din of Tochel Yidibur. Okay? So it's a Machlaikis Lomaisa, whether it's a D'oraisa or whether it's a D'rabbanan. And the two approaches of Lomnus is that it's an extension of time or it's a Schus Chazara. Could very well be...
You say it's a din D'oraisa, so then it's an extension of time?
Well, it could be, not necessarily Habatai and Nekuda Daniel, but for example, the four exceptions, if you look in the Rashbam, he always explains it, that it's considered to be the whole point of Tochel Yidibur is a schus chazara. These four things are so important, they didn't give you that schus. You know, a guy divorces his wife, God forbid, you think about it beforehand. They didn't give you a schus chazara. Guys, Makadosh, a woman, you think about it beforehand. By a Vodazara and Gidif, also the same thing. If you say that it was an elongation of time, why would you be mechalking those four things? So you have to work on that. Rashbam says it was a chumra sachamim, shumiguna. So you got to work on it. But Lamaisa, what I want to bring out is the Gemara brings in this case in Pezayin and Bezin and Dorm with the case that we mentioned earlier in Shir. That a guy was told that he saw his father faint, Rahman al-Islam. He thought he was dead. He tore Kriya. He wasn't dead at the time of Kriya. Then he dies within Tokid Dibur of the Kriya. Is it good? Gemara says it's good. If he dies outside the window of Tochel Yidibur, it's not good. So what I want to just bring out from that is that no matter what you say in the Lomdus, Leisman the public, it's got to be an extension of time as well. Because that has nothing to do with Schus Chazara. The notion of whether you can attach the Kriya with the actual Petir of the man has nothing to do with Chazara. It's not a transaction in business. Right, the Rabbi Natan said the Chum was, when you meet your Rebbe in the store, you're about to pay for an item, and then you want to back out of it. But you gave the cashier the money, and you see your Rebbe, you want to say, Shalom Lech Rebbe Yomori. So the Chum gave you the ability to say hi to your Rebbe, and be able to back out. That's the lomdus of Schus Chazara. That has nothing to, that doesn't play any, doesn't hold any water in a situation of Kriya with someone who's Nifter. So, the way I think you got to say the lomdus is everyone agrees that it's an extension of time. The shaila is maybe in other categories it also is a motif of a schus chazara as well. But no matter how much lumdus you want to say about Tochnei Dibur from the case in the Gemara, by Kriya, it's clear that it shows that it's an extension of time. The question is there also an element of Zchus Chazar too as well? That's the Shaila. Okay? Pei Zayin and Beis in the Dark. Pei Zayin and Beis in the Dark. So let's see the din. Okay? Let's see the din. The Gemara in the Dharm and Pei Zayin and the Beis has basically the following prices. Okay? Has basically the following brises. Let's get it. It says in one brisa that they told the father, they told the guy that his father died, he tore Kriya. Turned out, Lamaisa, that it was his son. What's the din? He's Yotze. He's Yotze Kriya. Second brisa, they told him that his father died, he tore Kriya, and turned out to be his son. What's the din? He's not Yotze. And then the Gemara has a third brisa, where it says that they told him that he had a mace, didn't say who it was, a relative. He thought him on his own it was his father. And then he tore a kriya. And then it turned out to be his son. He's Yotzeh. So the Gemara has a stira. The Gemara has a stira, Allah l'maisa, in a situation where you were told what? Mistaken information. Are you Yotzeh or are you not Yotzeh? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, if you were told, Tokadei Dibor, of the identity of the proper identity of your loved one, even though at the time he did the kriya, you had a mistaken identity. But if Lamaisa, it turns out that Tokadei Dibor you're told, then you're Yotze. If you're told after the Tokadei Dibor, the lach is the what? The lachas are not Yotze. So that's the din. Let's see Chavdalet. Amru Lameis Aviv. They tell him his father's nifter. The karavachar kach nimshishu b'no, Yotze de kriya. Only who should know the lo Tokadei Dibor. That's only if it's told Tokadei Dibor with his yediyah with the mice. Vimlo notalo harachar kadei Dibor lo yotza. If he finds out, then therefore the kriya was done on a wrong information. Therefore, it's not yotza. It wasn't fixed up with the right information with the mice kriya. Aval im amru lo meis l'chameis stam ukasover avivu thought it was his father. The karav achar nimshishu b'no yotza. Even after Tokadei Dibor afilo lo notalo harachar kadei Dibor. Oh, so that's the din. Even Achar Kadei Dibor, you're considered a what? You're considered to be Yotze. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So only if there's a stira in the information do you need the shira of Tokadei Dibor. If he didn't know it all and he's Korei Stam, then Halacha L'maisa, it's fine. It's kind of like it's Mashlim the Rishon. But the Shach points out here in Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, the Shach points out that's only if it's Korei Stam, he didn't think of someone else. Okay? In other words, if they told the Meis L'Chameis, okay? If they told the Meis L'Chameis, and it says, Kasavar, he thought it was what? He thought it was his father, and he tore a Kriya, and it turned out to be his son. The Mechaber says, Yotze, even if what? Even if it's after Tokadei Dibor. So the Shah quotes here, not that way. The Shah quotes, only when you're Korei Stam, you weren't thinking for someone else, you Yotze. Okay, that's what the Shah says. But L'Maisa, okay, the Shach points out here in Lamed Zayin, "Amal Amru Lo Vabach Pasul Yegam LeYotze De Kriya LeMir Kastam LaKorei Amesul LeShem Mishu Ain Tzarach Lachsul LeKroal Filon No Lo De Lo Mihu Ad Acher." But if you had in mind, forget about it. So it's a machloikis of Machaber LeMaisa in the Bach in that situation. Now, what happens by a Velus? What happens by a Velus in Hilchos Kriya? Let's say, God forbid, they told someone that his father died. He started doing a Velus. He wasn't around the city. And then they told him he's alive in the middle of day 3. So he stops. Then they tell him in day what would have been day 4, he's dead. So what's the din in such a case? So is he Yotze de Kriya and is he what? Does he start the Shiva Mechadash or not? So Lamaisa, let's take a look. Let's take a look at Chafei and Chafav. Just Chafei is an extension of that Gemara in the Dharm Hayelo Chola. He had a hole in the house, God from Nisal, if he fainted, the Karlov, Achkach Mace, he mace Tokhari Dibur Shal Kriya, ain't Sar Kriya Keres. Him laugh, Sar Kriya Keres. Again, that's showing the lumdus that Tokhari Dibur has to be an extension at least. Might also be a Skus Chazar, but it's certainly got to be an extension. Sif Chavav, Amrullah Mace, Avi Vikarav, and Nog, Tsasi Meavil, Achkach Amrullah Mace, the Hifsik, the Chazru, Amrullah, Bapam Rishon Mace, Kamosh Amra Rishon, Yatsi De Kriya, Yatsi De Kriya. Ah. So, Lamaisa, there is a different shittas in Rishonim, this let's get, and then we have the Psak Halachit. The Ritz Geyser, B'Shem the Gon, points out Yotze Kriya, But you must start Shiva again. Again, the two tracks, according to the Ritz Case, is Avelis and the Shiva. The Avelis, you have to start again. You need 7 consecutive days. Once you stop, you need to count again, 7 new. But you Yotze Kriya, what you did originally. The Ritz Geis says, when you heard the second time that it was your mace, it was after the Dibor of the Palm Rishon, you're not Yotze. Therefore, you need to do a new Kriya. That's the second sheet. The third sheet is the Ramban, where he says, Yesh L'chalik. What's the Yesh L'chalik? If they told him, L'maisa, Shemeslo, and if the embassy hadn't died, you're not Yotze Kriya after Kedei Dibor. But if he died the first time, just by mistake, L'maisa, they had said he's alive. But he really had died. And when they tell him, no, he's alive, they're really wrong. He was dead that original time, then you Yotze. So that's what the Ramban says, because the first two sheet just seem not to be Mechalik. The Ramban says, totally in the Metzias. If they come and say, the second time that he's alive, but he really was dead when they told him he's dead, then according to the Ramban, you are Yotze without a doubt, halacha l'maisa. Legabi Shiva, that is interrupted, he says you don't need 7 days that are Otzef, since the Avelis started at Tchila, and there's no Avelis, even though he's Mavata some of the days B'shogit, they still count, and you don't have to do Tashlumen. He does Messiah Mesarach Talmud. He's not sure about it. Okay, it seems like it's Sarachin, but l'maisa, even let's say day 4, he was, they found him, they told him he was alive, and he didn't do any shiva. You could still count it al pi din. So the Psak Halacha is like the Ramban. The Psak Halacha is like the Ramban. Halacha l'maisa, the Mechaber Pasuk is like the Ramban. Yotze de Kriya, Halacha l'maisa. The Shach points out of Amru Yotze de Kriya, of Amru l'mais Vikara v'lomais. As I said, he hadn't died. V'akamais lo Yotze de Kriya. The Ramban says totally in the Metzias. Okay, very good. Fine. Now, l'maisa, let's get to Sifchav Zayin. Says the following. Yes, go ahead.
So what would be the nafkamina then between Dibor Mamish or like an extension of Dibor or a Schus Chazara if at the end of the day, even if you hold that it's an extension of Dibor, then... if you hold this, it's a schus chazara. So really, you also hold that it's an extension. It's like Dibor Mamish.
Right. So I'm saying it might be like you mentioned before. It's a Tekunas Chum, the extension of time. But maybe Lamaisa. It depends how you maybe learn those four exceptions. Could be those four exceptions. Also, in certain situations, maybe they didn't give you the schus chazara. So it's always the base level might be an added element of schus chazara. So you'll come up with nafkaminas. There are nafkaminas. Right. There are not. There are cases where, we talk year if a guy was chozerbol, maybe he wasn't given the schus chazara because he's afraid, cases of transactions, the Ritva writes in Bo Metzia. There's a Ramban of Abbas that says during Kriya Shema, he points out you're able to be masik for the president if he says hi to you. So he points out, he quotes the din of Tokele Dibur there. What does that have to do with anything? He obviously uses an extension. When you say hi to the president, it's an extension of Kriya Shema. It's not considered to be a hefsek. So there are different Rishonim that go back and forth about it. Okay, let's see Chav Zayin. Kot Shemes Lomes Nekaran Alav. Okay, the Gemara says here in Moikot because of Akmas Nefesh. I had to do a Levi a few months ago where a young boy, we had to do Kriya on the young boy. It says Mekaran Lekot Ne Akmas Nefesh. It's a Beferish of Gemara Chav Vavim Edes. You do the Kriya on him, Al Pidin.
Why aren't you assisting the katan? Why are you doing it for him?
Because a katan lemaisa, we're going to get to it, Moshe. Okay, let's get to it now, okay? I want to point out in what Moshe is driving at. We have a general din of chinuch in general, but we'll see when we get to it. But let's mention now the Ramah and the Shach says ein chinuch la'avelis. There is no chinuch when it comes to avelis. So the Beis Hillel points out on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch because chinuch. What's the point of avelis? Nihugei tshuva. The maisim we do of Avelis are nihugim of tshuva. Gemara has him sachem. Isha meis b'chabura yidag kol chabura. Someone died, God forbid, dies in the group. The whole group should introspect to do tshuva. Nihugi Avelis are the elements of tshuva. A cotton doesn't have to do tshuva. So therefore there's no din chinuch for a cotton. We're going to get to it now. In general, there's no din chinuch for a cotton. But for Avelis, l'chura, for Avelis, maybe one would say, for Kriya rather, maybe there should be a din of chinuch. So, basically, we're saying now we're makara l'katan Mimnei Agmas Nefesh, because it makes it very moving for everybody. We're not saying that Kutton does it himself, we do it for him, but at least it seems to go well with this concept of Ein Chinuch L'Avelus, but maybe there's a Din Chinuch by a Kutton. And therefore, Makar L'Kutton Mimnei Agmas Nefesh. Now let's get to the details. The Tur writes in the Shem of the Ritz Geis that a Kutton Shigil L'Chinuch Karlo Kedino. We do a tefach mishum chinuch. So that fits beautifully what we just said. There is chinuch ba'avels. It's hard for him to do it, so maybe we assist him to do it, Moshe. Mimnei akmas nefesh, but you do a din of tefach. And the drisha, the Taz quotes right here from the drisha, in Sifkat and Ted Zion, the Taz quotes from the drisha, and he says, halacha l'maisa from the Ritz Geis, we should also have him do avelus too as well, which goes against what we said. And the Taz says like the drisha, he says, "Akon sheigil lechinuch is chay b'chol dini aveilus," like other mitzvahs. So comes along the shach here and the bottom here and the nekudas hakesef here, the shach and tzivkon tevav. He says, "No, it's not true. He's docha the drisha by aveilus. Absolutely not. He's only chay in kriya. Aveilus lechud, kriya lechud. There's a din chinuch by kriya, not by aveilus." And the dogam revava right here quotes it on the bottom here, my shulchan aruch. He also says the same thing like the Shach. He says, if we'd mechayv min aveilus, we'd be batim from Talmud Torah, and therefore be a chumr dasal v'dei kulam. And that's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes here in Sifkan Yud. We hold like the Shach, halacha l'maisa, and the Dogen Ravava, that there is no chinuch by aveilus at all. Even a kunshe gila chinuch, we send him to school. Rebbe Avadi also writes, you should send him to school, halacha l'maisa. If he's a gila chinuch, send him to yeshiva. But when it comes to what? Kriya, we say not that way. By Kriya, there's a din chinuch. We do it on him in the Akmas Nefesh, but Lamaisa, you know, as Moshe is saying, I guess it's more moving, you know, if we do it for him. Moshe is asking, just let him do it himself. But Lamaisa, maybe it might not be, you know, might be hard to, emotionally, physically, so we do it for him in the Akmas Nefesh, al pi din. Rav Shechter Shlita once pointed out, beautifully, that if you look during the 3 weeks, Lamaisa, we don't let the little kids eat fleishiks and drink wine. We don't give them haircuts. Why not? Ein chinuch l'avelus. No, Rav Shechter said. That's not a din of stam avelus. That's a din of zeichel l'churbin. Zeichel l'churbin is different than regular avelus. On that, there's a din chinuch. And on that, we make sure the kids don't eat meat and drink wine. And we make sure the kids don't get haircuts. On that, there's a separate din. The last stop in the Cheskes Abatim, you know, they wanted to ask for water. No nisach hamayim, we couldn't live with it, without water. Xerushin rov tzibri l'cholimba. They wanted to ask for bread. We don't have the bread. We don't have the basic. We couldn't live without bread. Right? They wanted to ask for basa. Xerushin rov tzibri l'cholimba. But that's a different din. That's called zeichel l'churban. Siyun darish law. On that din, there's a din chinuch. Much like we're saying on the din of what? On the din of halacha l'maisa, the din of chinuch, l'maisa, by what? By kriya, it's a different din. Okay? So, this is what we want to suggest, l'maisa. So, a katan, shemes l'mes, is mekaren lo, and that's what we assume, l'maisa. Mekaren l'katan, shemes l'mes. As I said, the Ritz Geis says, v'akon shegil l'chon, v'akadoylim. Now, the Geshur HaChaim has a point there. I want you to get this. The Geshur HaChaim has a point there, very interesting. Let's get it. The Geshur HaChaim writes, "Akotin shelo yigil lechinuch yekorea kol shehu," because of Agmas Nefesh. So here he speaks to your point a little bit, Moshe. But if the country yigil lechinuch, you do a lot, you do a tefach because of chinuch, okay? And you do a dafka yedeacher in the karen likotin. So that's a little bit speaks to your point, Moshe. It does make a little bit of a split, at least in the shir. If it's for a young boy, shelo yigil lechinuch, you do it lemaisa kol shehu. Stam Agmas Nefesh. Stop, but if you do it, if there's an element of chinuch to it, then you would do a tefak al pidin, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Moshe.
But why would he be punter? Like, for instance, if Avelis doesn't apply to now because he doesn't need to introspect to do tshuva, isn't the whole point of chinuch is to prepare him for once he's older? So even though now he doesn't need to introspect, we want him to know the halachos. So once.
That's true. Moshe's bringing up the two. What are the two? What's the chakir in chinuch? Which we have a lot in afkimi, is not for now, but the chakir in chinuch is what? To make sure he does it properly when he becomes a gadol, or to make sure he doesn't look like a goy. So Moshe is saying, if you all like the first approach, that shouldn't he have to do it, Lamaisa? Shouldn't he have to know how to do it? Okay, but you know what? Maybe you could say it's a little bit attached to Averis, God forbid. You know, tshuva attached to Averis, so we don't want to, you know, educate him in this whole enterprise. Halakha l'maisa. Whereas it comes to Kriya is separate. Kriya is separate. Yeah, we're going to get up to it, l'maisa. But okay, but not now that he has to do tshuva. Not now that he has to do tshuva for it. He has to be a gadol when he does tshuva for it later. Yes, Yaakov, real quick.
Can we say there's no din, there's no chinuch by Avelis, because Avelis isn't like a normal necessarily thing that a person does. This, like, you do it only a couple times maybe in your lifetime.
Right, but it's a mitzvah. I know, but it's a mitzvah. All mitzvahs we have chinuch for. All mitzvahs. You got to ask why there's no din. That's what the Beis Hillel wants to say. Now, Daniel brings up the point which I wanted to mention and close with this, and one word from the parsha real quick. But this whole discussion of the Beis Hillel as to whether we don't do chinuch for a kohen because he doesn't have to do tshuva. So, what about a mitzvah of a kohen? Is a mitzvah of a kohen a halachic mitzvah or not? So this is a very important machlokes. Rashi in Baba Kama on Sadi Chesem is when the Gosha Shri says a kohen throws a ball through a window, he has to pay when he becomes a gadol. The mitzvah of a kohen is a mitzvah. When he's a gadol, he's got to pay. The Rambam writes of a kohen's ball is shifu charufa. He's got to bring a korban asham harufa when he becomes a gadol. Ravid says, what do you mean he's a katan? He's a nothing. The Ramon writes in Shin Mem Gimel Hilchos Shabbos that a katan when he turns a light on Shabbos, tov lasos tshuva when he becomes a gadol. So you see three makoros right there that there is a mais aveira of a katan. But despite that, and some Rishonim say it's not a mais, like the Ravid. But despite that, Daniel, we're not mechanichim that he has to do tshuva l'maisa when he's a katan. I clapped off in Yom Kippur. That's part of the Kedusha Yom of Yom Kippur. That's part of the Kedusha Yom of Yom Kippur. But Lamaisa, we don't have to mechanic him because it doesn't have to do tshuva in Lamaisa. We want to mechanic him in that, but right, perhaps per se, it's under the Averis, so we don't want to what? We don't want to per se go into involved with that. But that's the lumnus we want to bring out by the cutting. And the Michlas Kinnuch says the same thing the Rav brings up. A guy becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Svira. He's been counting as a cut when he becomes a gadol. Can he count with a bracha? He has a mice of sphere as a cut, and that registers as a mice in mitzvahs too. So you can count vaita with a bracha. So despite the fact that he has mice in, and many Rishonim were pointing out that the cut's mice has a lach ramification, but not to the degree that we'll have to mechanach min aveilus. Yes, Daniel.
So Rachmana Litzlan, if a child is passing away, so would we tell him to say...
To do vidui. It's a good question. Based on what we're saying, no. Based on what we're saying, no, but it's hard to imagine, no, that we wouldn't do it.
Right.
But maybe based on what we're saying, no, we'll have to get to Lamaisa. We'll get to Lamaisa on Sunday. Want to finish? Try to finish up on Sunday. Sunday we'll have Shir 11:30 business show, okay? Sunday we'll have Shir 11:30. We'll try to finish up Hilchos Kriya because we got to get going. And please Chazer. I recommend it from the beginning. Should please Chazer so it shouldn't pile up. Chazer over the weekend. If you Chazer over to Shulchan Aruch, make sure we know the din. That's the only way we can be Chazer. So you remember everything. And then we'll summarize all the chalukim. Then Avim and Shark Roven, hopefully we'll be able to finish up the Simon too as well. You have to think about it, Daniel. It's a good shayla that comes out from there. That'll be the din that we'll begin with, Lamaisa about a cotton. That's actually a later sif in Sif Lamed, Lamaisa, about a cotton that passes away, Halacha Lamaisa. What we do about a cotton in such a situation, that's actually in Sif Lamed. But we'll pick it up from Chav Ches and try to finish. Let's just say we'll close with one word on the Parsha. You know, Rashi at the end of the Parsha talks about the Megadif, right? And he quotes the Medrash and he says, what was the Megadif's taina? The Megadif's taina was, oh, you know, I don't think it's proper and honorable to Hashem that you put the Lechem upon him there the whole week. It sits out there, it gets terrible, it's spoiled. So another guy comes forward and says, what are you talking about? There's an ace, stays fresh the whole week, and they start getting in a big fight. And what happens to the Megadif in the end? He ends up blaspheming Hashem. It's nuts. Here he starts off by what? Trying to be Megan on Kvod Hashem, and then he turns out being Megadif Davishter. What's a pshat? So let's suggest two pshat. One, the Yalkut Yehuda. The Yalkut Yehuda writes that the guy is extremist. The Rambam writes, every meter we go b'shvil hazav, except for Kass and Gaiva. He's an extremist. You have to honor Hashem. You have to honor Hashem, and therefore, he makes this whole big fight. So a guy that's an extremist can go from one extreme to the next, from one day to the next. We have to follow the Shvil Azav. But I want to add on to it. And I think it's as follows. The guy really was a phony. He was a faker. He was not Tohu Kibaro. He really wasn't interested in honor Hashem. Whatever his ulterior motives was, it wasn't for Kvod Hashem. Because if it really was for Kvod Hashem, he's not going to end up blaspheming the Eibishter. You know, the Gemara says, Rav Gamliel did not allow someone, any Talmid Chacham that wasn't Tohu Kibaro, he didn't allow him to be Smedrish. And the Rav Hilchos Deis applies that to every human being. It's not just a din of the Talmid Chacham. The Rambam says you can't be Echad Bepev, Echad Belev. I remember Rav Chalav Shlita once told me there was a rabbi who misinterpreted that Rambam many years ago. And he said, I'm Echad Bepev, then I'm Echad Belev. In a whole drasha in front of like 500 people. He didn't realize that the Rambam meant to say that Echad Bepev, Echad Belev means you're a phony. He meant to say that what's in my heart is in my mouth right now. The Rambam used that phrase to say what's in your heart is not what you're saying. So maybe the word is that, you know, we have to always ask ourselves that we have to be authentic as possible in life. You can't be a phony. You've got to be a serious person and a real person. And you have to try to reach the emes, which is the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleph Mem Tov. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us. You get up in the morning, you know you're real to yourself, you're real to other people, and you're not a friend that only talks to the guy when there's no one else to talk to. You're a friend to someone, no matter what situation he's in. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, a chavar is three things. To give etzes, to give musr, and to learn b'chavrusa. And you're a chavar to someone, no matter what the situation is. I'm a chavar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they do what I say. He was probably, you know, wanted to say, oh, look how this guy's looking out for the covet of Shamayim. When in reality, he was a faker. And he ends up doing what? Blaspheming the Eibishter. It's not comprehensible. So it could be, not only is it the first shot, the Yaakov Yehuda, that the guy's an extremist, but more than that, it could be that it's his yashrus and his emes, his notion of, you know, the first question we're asking Shamayim in the Sata Nesata Be'amunin, the first one, are you yashur? So I was telling the guys in the college about finals to be yashur, not chas v'shalom the chi. That's the first question you're asked. So maybe this fellow, his yashrus and his intensity of emes just totally wasn't there. And therefore it turned out to go from trying to look externally, arguing with Kvod Shamayim, to turn out to being a Rachman Litzan, blaspheming the Eibishter, which we'll learn on Sunday, is a Chi of Kriya. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Let's stop Mincha. And we'll continue on, finish up Kriya, and maybe we'll start Aninus too. Okay.